6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Thursday, August 18th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome once again. Now, we've got some really interesting guests today. You're going to want to stay glued to the radio, the internet, wherever you happen to be listening to us on. I want to let you know, on the end of summer sale, it's happening at the Power Mall. And you don't need to add any codes at checkout. The sale covers everything in stock while supplies last, except dropship products, of course. And if you spend less than $100, you get 10% off. If you spend less than $200, you get 15% off. If you spend more than $200, you get 20% off. That easy. It ends at the end of the month. So you need to jump on this thing right now. Don't wait till the last minute because everybody's orders will be backed up and you don't want to do that. And if you have to stock up, like I did with the dog spray, you know, and the silver botanical spray, the dog bedding, yeah, all the good stuff, you know, order that. Did you order it? If you have an animal, you need to keep that stuff in stock. You don't want to be left without it, especially if the, what's the acronym, the proverbial caca hits the fan. That should be part of your prep kit, especially if you have pets, and your pets are serving as watchdogs, like ours is. you got to love it. Man, aren't they wonderful? Aren't pets wonderful? Anyway, we got news and open lines this half hour. And the reason it's only a half hour is because at the bottom of the hour, Ryan Chamberlain, founder of the True Patriot Network, is going to be on talking about Roomba. Yeah, you know those vacuum robots and what they're going to do and how much personal data they're going to collect? Yeah, Bezos bought it. Amazon, you know? Yeah, they just bought iRobot. So Ryan's going to be on the show to discuss that and his new network that you can join called True Patriot Network. It beats Facebook. Let's put it that way. And at the top of next hour, you definitely are going to want to tune in because we're going to be talking about drought, fires in places, and flooding like Las Vegas and tapping into the Lake Mead. Drilling underneath it, drain the last drop. Wildfires as a weapon. Yep, Dane Wigington. That's right. Geoengineeringwatch.org is going to be joining us on the show. And I know you got questions about all those chemtrails and that garbage up in the atmosphere. We'll be talking about the dimming. It is a new documentary out that's on YouTube. They have a 4-minute trailer that you're going to want to watch. All that's going to be included in your email blast if you get it. Now, if you don't, I'm sorry, you're losing out. But you still can go to thepowerhour.com and log in, create an account, get put on the email blast, and you will not be without. Always about solutions here. In world news, and I'd like to see how this is going to work out, in order to prevent tax evasion, the nation of Colombia, you know, the guys with the coffee beans, they're going to launch a central bank digital currency. An official at the country's tax and customs agency has hinted that there is a national digital currency plan. And guess what? That is not going to stop the drug cartels. I'm telling you what, it's not going to stop them. They're going to figure out a way to get around it. The underground economy is going to explode. And people might even revolt. You just never know. Venezuela's Petro digital currency project is underway as well. Everybody loves that Bitcoin now. Meanwhile, torrential rain and floods in Sudan have killed 77 and destroyed 14,500 homes as seasonal rains pound that country. China, by the way, even though they're killing off a lot of their population, allegedly, their central government has issued a new fertility-friendly guideline designed to increase the Chinese population, which is currently projected to tank sometime before 2025, following decades of the Chinese Communist Party's one-child policy rule. And just when you thought it was safe to go into the Republic of Congo, UN staff Peacekeepers and other personnel employed by the UN and the Democratic Republic of Congo since 2018 have allegedly impregnated at least 60 different local girls as young as 10 years of age. Just when you thought that movie that was put out with Rachel Weisz as a UN observer was just made up stuff. Wow, somebody got the goods on them. So you can't trust the UN either. I don't know why they're here in America. We need to just, you know, tell the UN to go home, go away, go somewhere else, set up your shop somewhere else instead of New York. And any excuse to grab more power, the European Union wants a centralized civil protection force to fight climate change. My, we're going to have a cop force to police the little European Union's green agenda policy. I mean, there's already chaotic scenes in places like the Netherlands, but now they want to actually have a civilian protection force. Civil protection force, yeah. And Japan, meanwhile, their government has been hit in the pocket by an unusual problem. It's young people aren't drinking enough. Japan wants young people to drink more booze. They just don't know how to convince them. Of course, you know, premises, bars, ever since this pandemic began, everybody's afraid to go out. So sales, liquor tax revenues are plummeting. People aren't drinking enough. Now, let's give them another reason. Yeah. What do you think is going to happen when monkeypox comes over there? Nobody's going to be involved in that either, are they? Dave in New York, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. Yeah, I think I got that all straightened out for them people over in Japan, because when monkeypox comes and Godzilla can come up out of the ocean, then like eat them.
Yeah, there you go. Godzilla! Zilla! Zilla! Yeah, we'll play the Blue Oyster Cult while they're doing that, too. We'll turn on our... turn on our LRAD and play it at full blast.
Yeah, to be a little more serious, 28 years ago... my daughter was, I'll say in seventh grade, maybe at least sixth grade. But at any rate, they had a test that they took, and it asked really creepy questions and all. But the teacher said, don't worry about it because your name's not on it. You know, and it's going to be graded in Ohio anyway. It's going to be graded in Ohio anyway. But my daughter noticed that there were numbers on the top of it, so it obviously would identify her. And, you know, I was out going to Qantas and all those other places against outcome-based education and Goals 2000 back then, you know, and I'd go to Qantas and put on something, you know, and talk to them. And I think they thought I was, that's okay, but I could not help that, but, at any rate, they wanted a layout of the house. I mean, a diagram of each floor, where the bedrooms were, and this is back then. This is not just happening now. I'm talking, you know, in the Wayback Machine here. So, I mean, that really pissed me off. And I taught my children how to be hard asses, okay? So, you know, numerous times, all sorts of things. And fortunately, they stood their ground, except when they got to be teenagers with me, then they knew more than I did, and they were a pain in the ass, just like any other hormonal-filled child, you know.
Uh-huh. That's the time you tell them, hey, it's time to move out when you know everything.
You know, they still teach Common Core math. I know they said they weren't, especially, you know, at least New York State. They would never lie in New York State. You know, there's an ad on TV. There's an ad on TV to show you how far down our civilization has gone as to what is acceptable. It's against Lee Stefanik, and she's the one that was wanting an investigation on all the baby formula and pallets, you know, lined up down at the Mexican border, U.S. border, whatever. And, you know, that really didn't gain her any friends, okay? But the guy, he's from, you know, upper New York State, and he said that, and now, you know, I'm just going to say exactly what it says on my TV station every time the ad comes on now. It says, Elise Stefanik is, you know, kisses Trump's ass. Now, they're saying it's over the TV, and they show a picture of Trump's backside while he's playing tennis. He goes, I will never kiss Trump's ass. but I'll protect yours. I mean, what kind of morality, you know, idiocy, you know, is coming right here to River City?
In your face.
Yeah,
it's in your face, Dave. It's in your face. Yeah.
Yeah, Common Core math. Remember, it's how you feel about it. You know, don't use a micrometer when you can use a ruler. You know, and they talk about stem. Well, they ought to start thinking about stem cells, like it's in your brain. Thank you.
Yeah. The gene pool. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks so much. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, bye-bye. It's always great. See, this is why we have this dialogue on the show, sir. Seriously, because sometimes the audience does indeed bring their own material. And if there is such an ad floating around, which I have no doubt in my mind there probably is, it's because of the way New Yorkers are, and they want something that's totally in your face to make them totally vote Democrat because they want to keep the uniparty system in power. They don't want you, we the people, going anywhere. They want you stuck in the rut that is the American system. The American way of doing things. Truth, justice, and the American way. Now, there's an oxymoron for you. American citizens who, after the Russia hoax, Whitmer kidnapping debacle, and burying the Biden administration influence peddling case view on the FBI's raid on Trump's estate with skepticism, fit the profile of potential domestic violent extremists. Yeah, that would be you. According to an intelligence bulletin distributed jointly by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, we're going to include a copy of that complete file on your email blast in PDF format. You can open it up, save it, and read it, because this is how your FBI and DHS and the federal government in general are behaving. Because they all, and they cited that little incident in Cincinnati, Ohio, where a single person came in there and tried to shoot up the place. He ended up dead. And then there was a guy that showed up at the Capitol building, and he jumped out of his car as it burst into flames, and he fired a few shots and then turned the gun on himself. So what do you got? Two or three instances, and all of a sudden, we have this threat to place a so-called dirty bomb in front of the FBI headquarters, issuing general calls for civil war and armed rebellion. You know, they still are saying that the 2020 election wasn't fraudulent, but anybody who claims that it was and other claims of government overreach have to be regarded as domestic violent extremists. You see, they all think that we're just going to, you know, a couple of million people are going to arm themselves. And instead of having this little quasi riot we had January 6th, they're actually going to, you know, the 2 million man march is going to show up fully armed and just start taking out all the bureaucracies. They really think this. These people are real thick if they think that we're peace-loving people by nature. Now, I guarantee if the chinks or Chinese people came over here, if they came over here and they started this stuff and we saw all those red-sleeved with the red star in their helmet, and they were going neighborhood to neighborhood, you bet we'd be fighting back. Because we have a real problem now with that. I was going to say chink in the armor of America. And that pretty much is where we're at. Because it would be a chink in the armor of America to allow the Chinese Communist Party to send their military over here to take us over. You got to ask yourself, what really is going on 12 miles west of Grand Forks? Meanwhile, you remember former presidential candidate Andrew Yang? Yeah, Yin and Yang, remember him? He has an idea for a new political party which will promote technocracy. You see, people I don't think are real interested in that. I really don't think they want a digital currency. I don't think they want a surveillance state. I don't think they want any of it. Yang, of course, like all these other people, can't get it through their thick skulls that maybe we the people are happy living in the squalor we're living in right now, because we have a government that is indeed overreaching, that is behaving like morons. You know, governments are necessary to do the will of we the people, not the other way around. I've always said that. I'm not anti-government. Governments are necessary. And the Constitution set out and set forth what our government is supposed to do. And you ask yourself the question, has our government met your expectations and kept in line with all of the tenets of the Constitution of the United States? My answer is no. What say you? I know you're probably thinking the same thing I am, because you've got hundreds of bureaucracies set up within the United States government that were not elected, they were appointed or hired, and they are making decisions for us without our best interest in mind. And our Congress seems to be either A, powerless, or B, they don't give a damn about us. And once they get there, they're corrupted and they become reprobates like the people that are serving right now, with the exception of about 50 congressmen and senators that actually give a damn about America. But like, they're going to be able to do any good anyway when they keep getting overruled and outvoted every time they propose something or come up with a great idea, they get nixed. So you see, we look at this uniparty system and we just kind of scratch our head. And can you trust the CDC? There's another bureaucracy. You got Rochelle, the witch, Walensky. You got her. And she's saying that we need to have changes after agency's performance during pandemic did not reliably meet expectations. Well, Rochelle, what does actually meet your expectations? The continued lie? I mean, you got Birx and Fauci already doing it. What do we need you for? Nobody trusts you anyway. You're a liar. So is your agency. You all lie. Your VAERS system is a big lie. Only 1% of your VAERS system is accurate, and you've made it so damn difficult for doctors to go in there and file VAERS case reports. Nobody wants to do it. So, of course, everything is understated. So we got to ask, you know, who actually is running this country? The bureaucracy in deep state or the actual executive, legislative, and judicial branch of government? What you see on the surface is one thing, but what's going on behind the scenes, totally something else. And Trump, according to Alan Dershowitz from Harvard, Park the Con, Harvard Yard, Alan Dershowitz is saying that there's no way that he thinks that anything is going to happen to Donald Trump. Not going to get indicted. And he can run for president even if he is indicted, convicted, and wearing striped shirts and prison garb. The Constitution provides only four bases for disqualification for president, and being convicted of a crime is not one of them. Congress can't change the criteria that are in the Constitution for the election of the president. So you see, he doesn't understand why all this nonsense is going on. And he said the affidavit used to justify the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago should be released. It should be put out there, unredacted. He seems to think you can redact the name of everything, but we want to know what the basis of probable cause is that they have. Trump, in the meantime, even though he got his passports back, is saying that Bruce Reinhardt, the judge that issued the warrant, should recuse himself from the case and let somebody else handle it that isn't so biased. Tim in Louisiana, what's going on, sir?
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Moving along, sir. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk to somebody about abortion, slavery, the 13th Amendment. It's supposed to be abolished, right? But that property tax that on the people is tax slavery.
Yeah.
That needs to be abolished. And some president should hang up on that pretty soon, because that's why all them IRS agents were there for, to take people's homes.
Well, I'll tell you, Tim, I have noticed that the number of foreclosures in America is on the rise right now. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying this. I said this in 1979, but wouldn't nobody hear me, and y'all wasn't on the radio, so I couldn't talk about it.
Well, I'm glad you're calling in. Yeah, good.
Maybe somebody can listen and say something.
Well, you certainly have. I mean, we certainly need to do something about the 16th Amendment. I know there's probably at least 10,000 people listening to the show that agree with you wholeheartedly, sir.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I call in to listen to Dave, because you know everything. And you got the people behind you. And I thank you for taking my call and let me put this, in the air where people can hear it, and maybe somebody might do something.
Well, the thing is we have elections coming up, and if people would just go to the polls, become poll watchers and poll workers,
right,
and keep the elections honest, we might actually get somewhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, they might, but like you said, them people stealing, so they want to steal your property. You better try to do something to try to hold on to it, or it's going to be definitely a war going on.
Yeah, there could be. Well, we appreciate your call, Tim. Thanks so much. God bless you, sir. We have a Lance Corporal, Catherine Arnett. There's a story in our email blast that you got to read. She's facing a court-martial for not taking the COVID-19 jab, and she refuses to be sent back to the U.S. for separation. She's in Japan right now. She got a letter from her commander giving her 30 days to get out of Japan and get back in California's Camp Pendleton to be processed out for separation. And, I mean, she's only got, a month left to serve from her current enlistment and ability to leave the Marine Corps under normal terms? Oh, no. They want to give her the can sooner than later so they don't have to pay any benefits. See how that works? So you might want to read that story, because this is why our military is falling apart. And according to parents' rights groups, and we're talking about Moms for Liberty here, to allow schools to be free of critical race theory, parents have to break up the teachers' unions. Sounds fair enough to me. And what's Mike Pence doing saying Republicans shouldn't criticize the FBI for the Mar-a-Lago raid? What's the matter with you, Mike? You think anybody's going to vote for you in 2024 if you decide to run? Do my Andy Looney before we go to the break. I don't think so. Anyway, I want to see those surveillance footage of the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago, don't you? We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Respital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Minutes. Well, this is a first, man. 11:30 Central Time. Thursday, August 18th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us this segment. I told you things were going to get interesting. And when you talk about your own vacuum robot, vacuum cleaner, gathering personal data about the home you live in, it makes me wonder what else they're going to equip this Roomba to do. I mean, can you imagine knocking boots and all of a sudden your Roomba sneaks up on you and starts taking pictures of you doing the wild thing in bed? I mean, God, is there no privacy anymore? This is a Fourth Amendment situation, folks, you know, because you have a right to privacy in your person and papers, and that means what's going on in your home. Ryan Chamberlain, founder of the True Patriot Network, is here to discuss Amazon's latest acquisition, and you people want to keep supporting Amazon? I don't know about that. And then we have this new alternative to Facebook. It's called TPN. And Ryan, you started this, right? Welcome to the show, by the way.
Dave, thanks for having me on. Yes, we began building TPN a little bit over a year and a half ago, 18 months ago, and it is about to hit the market pretty big. It's already in the App Store, so I'll tell people today how they can grab that simply by going to the App Store. But TPN's coming on strong. We've got a lot of cool things happening. I look forward to talking to you about it.
Well,
I'm
serious. I mean, this is the thing, folks. If you value faith, family, free enterprise, and free speech, then according to my show notes, TPN is your new solution. You can join the revolution, say no to big tech. I mean, this is better than Truth Social, of which we are on. And understand that that's something that the Trump campaign set up. But understand that you've got to look at the fact that the other side is watching it. And the thing I think, Ryan, that most people are concerned with, given what we know about Facebook now and the fact that medical records were compromised and like 33 different hospitals chains that we know of, Facebook has grabbed medical information and data off of the computers of hospitals. So, you know, once you download an app and you let whatever it is into your life, people are a little suspicious these days. What about TPN is different from Facebook, given what we know?
Well, I'll tell you, there's an organization called the MRC, and you just made me think of this when you asked that question. They manage something called the Free Speech America Censor Track Database, and they found out that the big seven platforms, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and Spotify, just the first quarter of this year kept a staggering 144 million pieces of information to being delivered from to their platforms and to the people, to their users. And so when we just look at what's going on when it comes to filtering data, you asked me the big difference. TPN's not going to filter any data, period. That's just not, it's funded by U.S. patriots from the United States. A lot of these new platforms are still getting money from China. I don't understand that. But we're funded from the United States. We are very well funded. And we're going to show Facebook that there's somebody else that can come in and do the things that Facebook can do. I mean, we're just getting started here. But, you know, the Twitters and the Truths and the Getters, they're more of that tweet-style social, which is great. It's just different. You know, when you think of posting family photos or things like that, story forum things, you think more of Facebook. So we're going after that market, but we believe we're creating our own niche, certainly because we have the word patriot in our name. We don't believe patriot has anything to do necessarily with left or right, although it seems to be that way these days. So patriot means America to us.
Okay, so tpn.net is the website. And the thing is now, can people go there and sign up now, or is it to be launched?
They can. It's launching now. We have live streaming coming out in about a week. So you'll see it's ready for people to begin to post and share. There's an invite button, but they can go to the App Store. They could go to getppn.net. That may be the easiest way for most devices. That'll take you straight to the download button. And we invite everyone that's listening here today to participate. You know, I'm not saying you need to cancel every other platform, but add this one as the upcoming new one. Well,
yeah, why not? I'm not on social media at all. I hate to say it, Ryan, but I got off of all that stuff. I was just sick and tired of all the crap that I'm seeing on there, and this is half of why we have the divisiveness in America that we do today.
Agreed. And so if someone is active on other platforms, we're excited to say that they're going to be able to promote TPN there and make a transition over to us. But recognize what the values of the companies that we've all been supporting. We've given them so much power, the Facebooks of the world, the Disneys of the world, the Amazons of the world. They're injecting the next generation with ridiculous thought patterns and mindsets. They're really after the next generation. They know they can't get mine and yours, Dave, necessarily, but they're going after the kids, and social media is a big place for that to happen.
Well, they look at TikTok and Instagram. I mean, those are the biggest things. And I mean, the number of kids that are playing around on this kind of social media. And we know that Snapchat and WeChat and Instagram, I mean, WeChat and Snapchat are for sure, and TikTok are for sure controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. So, you know, we know that already, but yet these kids are, I don't know. I don't want to point fingers at the parents. But if the moms and dads don't know what the hell the kids are doing, this is how they're going to get taken advantage of. This is how the pedophiles get across and start grooming them on the internet. And next thing you know, the kids disappeared and the parents don't know where they went.
That's right. And Dave, you know, it's not just social media. You kicked off this segment talking about Amazon. They're coming after us from all angles. I mean, Amazon, since January of 2022, law enforcement submitted about 30,000 subpoenas this year, search warrants, court orders. The law enforcement has submitted to Amazon to get data from Amazon. Politico says that they're partnered with over 2,100 police departments. And this recent Roomba thing, I mean, I have a Roomba. I didn't realize Roomba was tracking my house. I just didn't. And I think most people didn't either. But according to what I'm reading, Amazon now has potentially 40 data on designs of 40 million homes, many of those in the U.S. So it's not just a seller company. It's not a place to go buy stuff. It's a surveillance company. And that's what Facebook, that's what Twitter, they're surveilling us and really trying to dictate how we think about everything and what we can do.
Well, I remember when Ring first came out in 2018, they were talking about the fact that this could tie in your doorbell to police departments without a search warrant or surveillance or any kind of subpoena for information. They could just literally access your data. Have you heard that? Is that true?
Absolutely. Well, I'm hearing it, yeah. And I'm just concerned with who's watching the consumers' backs. Who are we, you know, the elected officials we have, you know, we're in a big voting cycle right now. This is going to have to become at the forefront of the voters' minds. I mean, I ran for U.S. Congress in 2020. This, you know, tech was one of the issues I ran on. I didn't make it to D.C., but I was in the middle of the battle, and I understand that this is a real problem out there. The conversations I've had and what led me to want to found TPN and be part of the solution is exactly what you're talking about.
Here I thought it had everything to do with Elon Musk and the fact he was trying to buy Twitter. I'm not so sure about Musk and what his ultimate intentions are, you know? What's your take on why he's trying to do this?
Well, it's hard to predict what Musk is or isn't trying to do. I can say this, though. He has a genius part in him to be able to get into the headlines. And whether he ever does anything with Twitter or not, he has become a household name out of this. He was already pretty well known, but this has really, you know, brought him to everyone's mind. And so I don't personally believe he's going to continue down the social media path now. I did at a time a few months back. I thought he was going to. But I think he, you know, what he did for us is reveal what we already thought was happening. I mean, Twitter, what, 40-50% of Joe Biden's followers aren't even people. They're bots. And that's going on across the whole platform. So it's a bunch of fakeness that's out there to raise stock values and deceive the public into thinking, you know, something's more than what it really is. And so TPN, Truth Social, a few, there's several other good ones that are up and coming. We are not going to go down that path, and we have just chosen, you know, the Patriot model.
Okay, how are people, and because I know that Parler and Gab and everybody else is like inviting people. There's another blog site or website out there that people can log on to, and if they have a business, they can register their mom and pop on this website and sell their products on this website. How do you maintain, if you're not charging people to participate on here, then somebody, I mean, you have to have advertising or some way to pay for this, right?
That is correct. There needs to be some funding and monetization attached to all these platforms, but the platform values gets to choose which path they're going to go down. Certainly, you can go down an advertising model, which TPN will have advertising. Over the next few months, people will start to see that available to them. I think the difference is how we target and how we track our users. The way Facebook is doing, I mean, they're listening. Our devices are listening to what we're saying and doing. And, you know, I think you've probably been in conversations with friends or whatever. Open up your phone. Of course, you're not on social media, but if you open up Google, you might see an ad of something you were just talking about. That's real. That's happening. So TPN's not doing the tracking. We're going to offer businesses a way to promote their business on our platform. We're going to continue to develop, you know, the way we aggregate news is going to be very effective, and the way that we certainly allow live streaming without the canceling. I mean, you can't talk about Hunter Biden. You can't talk about anti-vaccination mandates. You can't talk about supporting Trump without getting your video canceled on most platforms. So TPN is going to allow that. It is going to monetize with advertising, and there will be an opportunity if people don't want to see advertising, just like you would on Spotify or something else like that. You'll be able to upgrade to eliminate any ads if you don't want them. But that's how it happens. And inside of our platform, we're just proud that we're a data secure company. We own our own servers. We're not housed on Amazon. That's what happened to Parler. They got messed with because their data was secured by Amazon. So, you know, that's what TPN's about.
Okay, so 844-769-2944. We have a toll-free number here, Ryan, that people can call up and ask questions on. My question to you out there listening to this broadcast, because we're on radio as well as live stream on the internet, those of you out there listening, would you enroll in a program like this? Would you download the app and go there, and why? And if you don't, and you don't think that you think this is just like any other app that's out there, why would you not want to get involved in something that doesn't want to rip off your information? And I'm sure, Ryan, because of the fact you ran for Congress, and I'm not sure what state. I heard your name before. It's come up in conversation, but I'm not sure what state you were running in or campaigning in.
Yeah, Florida.
In Florida. Okay. That's why I thought, because, you know, I still do a radio show down there on a community based radio station. So, the circumstances are such that when you're dealing in stuff like this and Truth Social and stuff that people, you know, there's some sort of phobia going on about people being able to voice their opinions of things and how much they're observed by law enforcement, who is already, I mean, if you've seen the latest DHS document leaked by Project Veritas, I mean, they're literally tracking social media like nobody's business, and they even say it in the memo, which is multiple pages talking about labeling us DVEs, domestic violent extremists. So, you know, what's to stop the feds from monitoring your page?
Yeah, great question. I mean, I think there's nothing to stop them from setting up an account just like a normal person would set up. They'd have to do a lot of searching. I think where the problem is I believe the feds are in, you know, they're working with the owners of some of these companies to get access to data that we haven't given them permission to get access to. And that's what will not happen with TPN.
Okay. Yeah, because that's the big phobia, is that people get on like me, and we're just tired of social media and all this bunk and the arguing and the bickering and, you know, families being divided. I mean, that's probably one of the biggest things, and it started with a jab. It started with the fact that nobody wanted to take the vax, and all of a sudden, if you don't take the vax, you can't go visit grandma because you're going to kill grandma. I mean, the narrative was already set up. They had put this thing into focus groups. Everybody already knew what the hot button was going to be as far as dividing up families. That's exactly what we've had happen now, and this is what we're in the middle of prior to November of 2022. So, you know, I got to look at this equation and wonder, you know, how much of a difference right now with November coming upon us, what, in 3 months? You know, the big lead up and supposedly something is going to happen. I would like to have a medium out there that people could share ideas and information leading up to the 2022 elections in November as a basis for exchanging information and ideas and warnings about things they're seeing when it comes to poll watching, poll working, election fraud. You know, I mean, how immediate is this? This is immediate, right? In other words, you post something, it goes right up there and the entire network can see it. Or is this a family, friends only kind of thing like Facebook? I mean, does everybody see it when it launches? Like if I, all of a sudden I'm calling the sheriff in one county and I'm saying, hey, I've got a election fraud claim here. I need to send a deputy out here. I want to press criminal charges against somebody. They're papering up windows and told us to leave. We think they're counting mail-in ballots. I mean, how immediate is that and who gets to see it?
Well, great question. And with TPN, the way it's set up, there's two feeds. One is the feed that people that you follow. So if you only want to see the people you follow, you can go there and just kind of communicate that way. But then there's the community feed. There's everybody. And that is just it's a non-algorithm feed, meaning when things are posted, that's the order they show up in. We don't determine who sees what. If you want to determine what you see, then you can follow or unfollow anybody you like, which has always been confusing to me why some of these platforms felt like they had to, you know, cancel people because of their opinions. It's like, hey, I should never get offended on social media because if I don't like what somebody's saying, I just don't pay attention to what they're saying anymore. But with TPN, you definitely have that choice. So to your point, if someone saw something, they went in on the feed and posted it in the community feed, it will show up for anybody that wants to monitor that. And then, of course, there's hashtags and there's ways to categorize things. So and as we grow, things like election integrity will be one of those things I believe TPN will be known for.
I'm just wondering whether you couldn't have, if you're going to do a community service, which I think is huge in this regard, because I'll tell you what, Facebook sure as hell doesn't do it. And that is, you know, I mean, we hear about Zuckerberg funding election outcomes. And I'm just like, look, I know you guys aren't going to do that. You want to do and do right by the American voter, because we've got 80 plus million people out there that I'm sure would be happy to jump ship or wherever it is they're at and go to something else. How do you anticipate, and I guess this is one of the things about finding friends, because everybody talks about friending on Facebook, and that's the big thing. If you're going to be an influencer, for example, you really don't have any position for influencers on your network, do you?
Well, I mean, people that have a following are in need, especially conservative people that have followings, are in need right now desperately to find a platform where they can communicate, because they can't say certain things on the big platforms that they've spent years developing their millions of followers on. So they're welcome to come to TPN. We anticipate many of them will. And, you know, people with influence certainly can, like, get on a call like this and say, hey, I'm going to be doing a live stream tonight. Go follow me on TPN. And that stuff like that brings thousands of people to a platform because, to your point, people want to have a spot where they can go without fear of being canceled, spied on, data hacked, whatever word scares them. That's what's happening on a lot of the platforms. So TPN welcomes those, but every influencer is going to, you know, have to start it from scratch and set up a channel or an account, just like, you know, anybody else would. And then, you know, if you're interested in what they do, then their following will grow. So, you know, TPS is just getting started. It's got, you know, less than 50,000 users. I mean, it is a baby, brand new platform that's had a large amount of investment to get it up to this point. And over the next 3 to 6 months, we'll begin to be more and more relevant with the things that are coming out. And so as you're coming over here, I think that the mindset is, hey, we want to help a new platform that stands for faith, family, free enterprise, freedom, the American values, the constitutional values we all believe in, that's ran by people that have those values. And I will say this, Dave, I'm not going to cancel people on the left. If they want to come to TPN and voice their opinion, I welcome that. I want my kids, I have four grown sons. I don't mind my kids sitting here on both sides. I just don't like them being subject to only one side with an agenda that's really an abnormal way of thinking from the values that we have as a family. And so TPN is birthed out of bringing solutions to the marketplace for those types of things.
Well, see, and the thing is I see a lot of censorship having to do with people getting online, using social media to cuss other people out and use profanity.
Yeah.
And I know Epoch Times, if you use any kind of profanity whatsoever, and it could be the bitch word. I mean, it could be any number of things, and you put that in there, and all of a sudden, yeah, they sorry, but we can't allow this post on here. So even they're censoring. But the thing is that, you know, if you are going to communicate in a civilized society, you really don't have any position waylaying on people and doing the same stuff that they do on Twitter. And then Twitter looks at it and goes, oh, you're using profanity. And all of a sudden they cancel your account. What's your rules as far as people and self-expression? How far can you allow this thing to move forward without having some sort of police power?
Yeah, our goals are to create a family-friendly, you know, I'll call it a PG-13 platform. Meaning there are things that cross the line, and this is the way I look at it. Hollywood is as liberal as it gets, and even Hollywood knows that they can't put certain things in a PG movie. So are we saying that Hollywood is, controlling free speech? No. They put it out there that says this is going to be a PG movie, so these are the things, you know, this is the rules that we tolerate in PG. And it doesn't bother anybody. People know what they're going to go see. Well, TPN's a PG-13 platform. We're going to allow people to get a little bit aggressive, but there are some R and X-rated things that just really are not conducive to what we're trying to accomplish here, and they're not needed. For people to voice their opinions, you got to ask yourself what's really needed. So I'm not trying to be the police or dictate, but I am trying to create some boundaries on our platform, and if people don't like it, they can go to another platform and use whatever words they want to use.
Well, and that's, you know, agreed. I mean, it should be, if you're going to communicate in a civilized society, you should be at least able to keep your language. But see, the thing is, with this divisiveness going on, Ryan, right now, it's just craziness on the other social media platforms, and people are stepping over the line. And see, I always say, look, you want to sit there and call me a racist or an extremist or whatever the case, my comeback is that the best you got? Unless you have the data to back up what you're saying, and see, this is the thing about liberals. They have no data. They only have name calling. They only have labels. This is what they're used to, is branding, brand labeling on people that they don't like, and all of a sudden they get a label. And so, you know, I don't know how much of this your network or your platform can tolerate before you got to start putting a hammer down, because things will become uncivilized in a big hurry if you don't you think?
Well, I anticipate it. I mean, it's nothing civilized about politics these days, and it's a team sport. You know, if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, it doesn't really matter who they're playing against. You know, most Dallas Cowboy fans don't like the other team. You know, and that way with team sports, well, that's the way it is in politics now. If you're on the other side, people just hate each other for the sake of hating each other. And, you know, I'll say this. Some of that happens on both sides. It seems to be far worse. On the liberal side of things, because they can't back it up with any common sense rationale to why they're even saying what they're saying.
And yeah, so see, it's not the Dallas.
Yeah.
It is. It's not the Dallas Cowboy fans I'm worried about. It's the Phillies fans I'm worried about.
I'm with you.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, I mean, I've been there. I've seen it. So it's like I just know how they are. You talk about aggressiveness. I think, you know, before we go, because we got a minute left, the big thing with Facebook and people posting photos, this is something that I want to hit before we leave. GetTPN.net is the website if you want to log on. A lot of people post family photos and stuff like this on their kids, post pictures on regular social media. And a lot of the pedophiles and people like this that are tracking and targeting are able to access where they took the photo, pinpoint locations. Is there any kind of a filter in your platform that stops them from getting to that info?
Well, we've eliminated the geo-tracking of any of the posts that are made. And so, you know, when you make a post, it's not stamping the location and where you posted it. Now, if you want to tell everybody where you're at, then that's your prerogative. But, you know, the amount of information you give out there certainly opens yourself up for the problems. So that's a great question, and I sure appreciate you you having me on today. I've enjoyed this very much.
Well, you bet. Ryan Chamberlain, TPN.net is the website. GetTPN.net is where you go to subscribe. We're so glad you could join us, Ryan. Appreciate this, and good luck with you. God bless you and all your future endeavors on the True Patriot Network. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back with Dane Wigington after the top of the hour break. Stay with us.
Probiotics. Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.